This might get weird.
All right.
We got that creeps. We got that dose. We got that pros. We got that hoes. It's your bonus podcast.
Hey.
Coming at you late as hell.
Oh, I know. Would you expect anything better?
I mean, truly, we are indebted and we will keep a tally. But June into July was just fucking, it was summer.
Yeah. It was also one of those things where things were slow and you think all these events and stuff that you have to go to are so far in the distance, and all of a sudden they all sneak up at once and you realize, like, oh, we're not going to be in the same physical location to record this.
I know. Absolutely. You forget that we have to be in the same room, or at least that's how it's been so far. I'm sure we'll have to figure it out at some point.
We talk about figuring it out.
Yeah, it's, totally.
But you went on our Patreon.
Yes.
And
hey,
we wanted to do something a little different. We usually just kind of answer questions.
We usually get like sincere.
Yeah. Lots of like real talk.
Life advice. Who to cut out of your life. Yeah. Things like that.
But this time, Mamrie went on and asked you guys to get real philosophical with us and give us some would you rathers. You said can just be incredibly gross.
Well, I was just kind of like, you know, so many people do would you rathers and they just do ones that they've done a million times.
Yeah, where it's like, would you rather fart glitter or like sneeze diamonds or something?
Is that a common one? Because I'd rather sneeze diamonds. It would hurt, but it'd be, get a lot more money.
But I feel like you'd have a nosebleed every single time you sneeze. And like allergy season would be a mess.
I feel like I feel like there's one that's like always like, would you rather fight 100 ducks?
Yeah.
Or like a something sized duck.
Yeah. Like 100 horse sized like
yes,
this. Yeah.
A horse sized duck or
like one horse sized
horse. Yeah. Anyway, we know the ones. I'm constantly, as Grace knows, because we've been spending a lot of time together with our boyfriends lately. Chip loves a would you rather.
Oh, I didn't realize.
He does it all the time.
In the last couple of weeks of being down in Austin with you guys and then being at Gigi's wedding, it's been a thing. I had no idea that Chip was so would you rather specific.
You know what I might do? I might pepper in. I have like 10 would you rather voice notes on my phone that I had him record forever ago when I was like, I have no video to make. Will you record some? And I never made the video, but I might do like one or two.
Yeah.
Here just so we can get 100%. A little of that southern sweet accent.
That southern
also
twang.
I'm taking off my sweatshirt because it's hot in here and I just realized we're not on video and I don't have a bra on, so fuck it.
The but I vaguely remember a lot of the would you rathers that he proposed in Austin were about Mike Tyson.
Yeah. he got on a kick that was like, thanks, would you rather be punched by Mike Tyson? And then like an hour later, there was another Tyson would you rather. We were like, what's the deal with you and Mike Tyson lately, babe?
But they were all, to me, very clear answers. It was like, would you rather be punched by Mike Tyson or like go shopping with him or something? And I was like, I don't want to be punched by Mike Tyson.
No. Yeah. I was halfway down the river at that point.
Oh, it was great.
I was
great.
White Claw Station. But we would love to read some of y'all. So we actually, Creeps and Up are hearing this, we go to our doofs portion to get the actual material for these bonus podcasts. So we'll shout out each doof.
Yes. And a lot of you gave us a couple questions, so thank you very much. All right, here we go. Let's get it started real easy. Would you rather, from Jacob Sealer, eat food that's too cold or food that's too hot for the rest of your life? Mine's
for
easy.
The rest of your life?
Mine's cold. I literally had cold fried rice this morning. That's my favorite food, is cold leftovers.
Well, the thing is, do you have to eat it when it's too hot or can you let it cool? I would really miss hot foods. I'm like a hot tea soup kind of gal.
Right. I feel like it gets presented to you too hot every single time.
And you either have to wait for it to cool.
Yeah.
Or
I think you have to wait for it to cool or you burn your mouth if you're that hungry.
This is tough.
I know. Sorry. I didn't realize this one was going to be so hard for you.
You know, because I love soup. That's the one thing you don't want to eat cold. Like, I don't even do gazpacho.
I'll eat it cold. I don't know why, but cold textures to me are always more appealing.
You're a lizard.
I am. I'm a lizard person, guys.
You're a lizard person.
As being a Patreon, these are the kind of secrets you guys get.
You get the inside scoop on the fact that Grace is reptilian.
Yeah.
But I just really love a big pho or a ramen or whatnot. And I could not do that. I mean, I've done it cold, like hungover.
Yeah.
But every day, I think I'm going to go too hot and let it cool.
Yeah.
Because you could let it cool to the point of it being cold.
Right. Just like, do you have the patience?
But you can't like heat up cold food with your hands.
I mean, you don't know how hot my body runs.
Yeah, you don't know what goes down when I've had a third cup of coffee. I'm going to say that. Oh, this is funny, though. When we were in Hawaii and we were at this luau, mm-hmm. which I've had notes in my phone about to talk about forever because there were some moments that were very strange.
A luau got strange?
A luau got a little weird, but like they did one of the traditional songs and like no hate. It was fantastic. But the way they were like, like they were doing like breathy. Uh-huh. I don't know if it was like the Polynesian part or like
it's not like haka or whatever. Yeah,
but Chip just goes, this sounds like they just all ate something that was too hot. And you know when you just have that bite and you're like, anyway, I was like, that is a perfect description of this ancient song.
Wow,
I said ancient, right?
You did.
I thought about it. Thank you, Jacob.
Thank you, Jacob. Question. Okay, here's from Emily Hartman.
Yes.
Would you rather give up eating your favorite food or drink
for... People know we love to eat.
Yeah. There's a lot of very tailored questions that are all within the same realm.
Okay.
Would you rather give up eating your favorite food / drink for a year or give up sex for a year?
Food and drink.
Yeah. That's exactly correct. Yeah.
What? I mean, like, there are other food and drinks. There aren't other sex.
And also, my expectation, like, my favorites, my actual favorites, I'll drink and eat everything.
Right,
like,
totally.
I'm not that picky that it's like, this is going to ruin me if I can't have nachos for a year.
Right, exactly. Now I'm having sex tequila drunk instead of gin drunk. Yeah. That's basically what it evens out to. Okay, I'll take beer back up. Okay.
But I feel like...
I mean, good question.
I feel like the more...
I didn't mean to hate on the question.
No, not at all. I feel like the more interesting question would be, would you rather give up eating or drinking your favorite food and drink for the rest of your life or give up sex for a year?
Oh.
Like, you can't ever eat and drink that stuff ever again.
Is it one specific dish or is it a type of food? Because, like, if I couldn't eat spaghetti, who cares? I eat ziti.
I think it's one specific dish. What was Chris's would you rather to us when we were tubing in Austin? That he was like, what would be your last meal if you could only have one meal for the rest of your life?
Oh, yeah. If you could only eat one dish for the rest of your life, dish. What would it be?
Yeah. And you weren't allowed to say, like, genre of food. It had to be a specific dish. And his answer was arugula.
He said arugula. Everyone else is like spaghetti. Like,
yeah,
like,
I said like vegetable, like lo mein maybe.
I said a stir fry. I said, Chip, of course, said chicken tenders with ranch. But he just goes, arugula. And we're like, what?
He just goes, it's
our
peppery.
Friend's husband. He goes, yeah, it's like peppery. It's refreshing. So that night it was like, all right, well, this motherfucker doesn't eat arugula tonight. He's a poser.
Ugh, I know. That was I was like, you're going to waste away. I don't think anyone can eat their daily calories. Right.
He's going to be arugula?
How much arugula would you have to eat to get your normal calorie count?
I think like an actual amount that a horse would eat. Yeah. Like how horses eat
that much.
So he just
had to
much.
Eat all day long.
Yeah.
Wow.
Or like arugula smoothies. I don't know. Terrible answer.
It was confusing.
I hope he's not a Patreon. I know he's not. He's not.
Okay.
More food questions.
Well, this is interesting because I don't know exactly. I have to think through this. Aaron Good wants to know, would you rather be constantly itchy or constantly sticky?
Oh, God.
I know. That one's tough.
It's also tough because it's like, is this full body?
I think I'd be constantly sticky. But is it just like fingers? Is it like inner thigh? Is it like below, like underneath your feet? Also, am I itchy as in like I have poison ivy all over my body?
Right.
Or is it just like a subtle itch like on my palm or something?
Yeah, because it's also like if you're constantly sticky, if you're taking like wipes or whatnot, does it just not get unsticky? However, if you're itchy, can you put on like itch creams?
Right. And also, well... See, I think I would go sticky because even if I was constantly itchy, I would look like I'm tweaked out. Like
oh,
in public.
Like sticky, you could kind of just like
I can manage
calmly just be like, I'm gross.
Right. Which is my
well,
kind
you're
of
lizard
normal.
Person.
This is my normal body anyway, is constantly sticky.
Like a clammy, sticky. Ew, gross.
I know. I mean, it'd be a terrible existence either way.
You wouldn't have to worry about giving up sex or food because no one would want to fuck you.
That's true. But yeah, I think I'd have to go constantly sticky.
Me too, because I mean, when you're itchy, when there's one mosquito in my house, I am like, there's nothing else I can think about. I hate it.
Yeah, and if I have a mosquito bite, I get like the phantom itches.
I was just gonna say phantom bites.
Yeah, that I feel like the rest of my body has maybe also been bit, and so I'm like never calm.
Oh yeah, the second someone says lice, I'm like, and like scratching my head. There could be no lice in the state of California, and I'm still like, will you check my scalp? Did you ever get lice when you were a kid?
No, but I remember in elementary school, and in hindsight, it's incredibly embarrassing.
Yeah.
But they would come through. I remember having scares in fifth grade and sixth grade. And in fifth grade, all they did was the nurse came through with two popsicle sticks and in our class went kid to kid, head
and
to head.
And looked at the scalp.
In front of everybody.
Ugh, what a terrible day to be a teacher.
What a terrible day to be an elementary school nurse and also a fifth grader at that time. Because all of us are like starting to feel weird about like a dating and all that kind of stuff, and then we're all watching each other's scalp get like researched in front of each other.
Yeah, to not have people privately come into the nurse station.
No,
that's a bad move.
I feel like our nurse just got tired. She's like, I'm coming to the room, I'm checking them all there. I can't deal with them coming down to the office.
No,
right now.
I got like the eggs. I had to do the shampoo one time, and I think it was like I think it was like in fifth grade, and clearly like one of like someone had it, and then someone else borrowed a brush, and then it spread like rot. But I mean, thinking about it right now, I'm itching.
Yeah, I know. I'm watching you scratch yourself.
I'm itching. I mean, it doesn't help that my hair is like 3 days dirty.
No, same.
But no, it's so embarrassing, but it's so commonplace with kids.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, because I remember in sixth grade, instead of, I guess they got slightly more discreet, but all they did was tell us that we had to put all of our stuff in trash bags every day. So it's like, I feel like,
wait, so someone had bed bugs or lice?
Someone had lice in sixth grade, and I feel like they knew who the source was. So instead of like outing them in front of all of us, instead, every time we got to school, we had to put our backpacks and our jackets in trash bags and hang them up in the closet. So you just looked over and there's just like 20
there's
trash
just
bags.
A fucking dump, an actual dump over there. Oh my God.
Yeah. And then like one day they were just like, you don't have to do that anymore. And we were like, all right, cool.
No, the fact that I only had the scare and it like didn't turn into the bugs yet.
I don't even know how lice works.
I think it's like if you catch it from someone else, they're like,
is it like pink eye?
Oh my God, I'm itching so bad. I'm definitely going with sticky. But but I'm actually shocked it only happened once, considering A, I could like sit on my own hair. I was the kid from The Ring. And B, I'm not like germophobic in the sense that I would totally just be like, can I borrow your brush? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I'm constantly like, I would like borrow your mascara. And I know that's filled with bugs.
Exactly. But we were also at that point, like during recess, like doing each other's hair. And all of us are just touching each other's scalps all day long.
Oh my God. I'm going to go get in a vat of, I don't know, a gold bond right now. So itchy.
But what fun.
What fun.
What fun.
Lice. Do they call lice everywhere? If you're one of our patrons from a different country, I'm sure they have a cuter name for it in Australia and the UK.
Scalp bugs.
Little mighty good. Little mighty bites.
Yeah.
Something.
They make it cute and regal sounding. Okay, Amanda T. Applegate.
Hey, girl.
Wants to know, would you rather make an appearance in Real Housewives or Chopped?
Chopped.
Chopped?
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the deal.
In terms of like competing, judging, special guest.
I think I could be a pretty good competitor. Mm-hmm. However, I'm scared I would go too bitchy.
Oh.
I'm scared under the heat of competition, I wouldn't come off well.
Yeah.
Because you know I can get intense.
Yeah. And it's hard for them to edit like something, just like someone that's like focused.
Too frantic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Or it's just easy for them to edit that into you looking like a real bitch.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think I'd be fine if I'm not a celebrity, so I wouldn't be asked to do this, but if I was up there against like Coolio and Jordan Sparks. Carrot Top.
Yeah. Like a
kinda be chill.
Like amateur, like chef's Chopped edition, I feel like you dominate.
If there was like C-grade internet stars, I'd be down. However,
it's like you and Ricky Dillon.
Yeah, totally. Ooh, well, what a Dillionaire burn.
No, I think you guys competing against each other would be great.
It would be great. Do you think he would do pork even though he owns a pig?
Ooh, Luna.
I'm sure he went vegan for a bit.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if I fully bought.
I don't know. I hope Luna's okay. I worry about her regularly.
Me too. I worry about that pig. But I've always wanted to be a judge on a cooking show, except that I would have to be like, I don't eat mushrooms. I don't eat avocado. Right. I don't eat mayonnaise, sour cream. I'm vegetarian. Like, I feel like the list I'd have to do, it would be the most annoying Top Chef.
They'd have to make it a memory challenge
of all time. Yeah. Maybe I could. Maybe I could sell it of like, can I do a Top Chef quick fire?
Uh-huh.
That's like, sometimes when you have a restaurant, Padma would be like, you have a very picky eater. Yeah. So we brought in the pickiest eater we know.
Yeah, that's like, even vegans want more limited options than what they already have.
Exactly. Maybe I could.
I wouldn't want to judge a cooking show because I feel like I'm so unaware of how I look eating food that like they're so specific about like you taking small bites and like looking at the
Guarnaschellia. Yeah. You got a Guarnaschellia.
Yeah. Where you just head down, eyes up, looking at them in the eye while you eat that I'm like, I feel like I would be so incredibly awkward at just eating normal food that I'd overthink it and be like, this looks like she's never used utensils before.
Totally. Or I eat really fast.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
So if I did like it, everyone else has had like a tiny, fully curated bite and I'm licking my plate.
See, I would do Real Housewives, but I want to be like in the background of one of their like holiday parties or something.
No, but if you had to interact, like what would you just be like? Would Ramona just be like, hi, like this is my friend Grace. Like, what would you want to do?
That it'd be like, I'm at her launch party for like her skincare line.
Ageless?
Is that what it's called?
I think it's Ramona Ageless. I originally started following her on Instagram and it's great.
Or like I go to a skinny girl like denim event and Bethany's just like, oh, hello.
Okay, that's what's up. See, that's what's up.
That would be, I think, the more legit thing to do. Also, I just want free jeans. I haven't bought jeans in like 6 years.
Bethany.
She's
an empire.
She's doing it.
Okay, so here's a Patreon exclusive.
Oh, okay. So I think
don't tell anyone this.
I think I know what you might.
Bethany Frankel's boyfriend.
Current
boyfriend. Uh-huh. My friend tried to hook me up with like 2.5 years ago.
I know. Have you watched this season of New York?
No, was he on it?
She starts dating him.
Oh, my God.
She starts dating him in this season and she just like mentions him briefly and she's on the phone with him when she's like fighting with the other girls and she's like goes up to Boston to hang out with him. And I was like, oh, I know who that guy is.
No, when I was in like smack dab in singledom, my friend who's lovely, who works on him with him on like a project, was like, oh, I recommended you that like this guy should reach out to you. Like, I think you guys would hit it off. And we like texted for a hot minute.
Oh, my God.
And then the next thing I know, she sends me a text. You know, I'm now like 2 years deep with Chip being like, oh, guess who he actually ended up dating? Bethany Frankel. I was like, oh, we're such a similar type.
Yeah, that's what they call you, the Bethany Frankel, the YouTube bro.
Oh, totally. I'm like, okay, we're both brash, etc. But like, I'm pretty sure if you're looking to date Bethany Frankel, you want a certain level of success.
Yeah, there's some like
not my security. Dirty deer back house we shoot in as I talk about lice.
You had told
Patreon
me that story.
Exclusive.
Patreon exclusive, guys.
Yeah, Chip doesn't listen to these.
Yeah. Hopefully not. I remember you telling me that. And then this season I've been like, oh my God, that's the dude.
It's so
and
weird.
And then he's all over her gram now too.
Yep.
It's nuts.
Oh my God.
Wow. You guys, these would you rathers are real specifically all very similar.
Really? They're just all about food?
Oh, would you rather?
Did we ask this at lunchtime?
One Marina says, would you rather be a chef or a judge on a Food Network show?
Okay. I mean, if I could just automatically have culinary degree level experience without having to work for it, fuck yeah, I'd love that. I love to cook.
I think you doing the hungover fill as like a Food Network show, like if you did
the day after fill.
Or day after fill, that's like literally like here's your hangover cure that's still kind
Trust
of healthy.
Me, you think I didn't try to sell that as a book?
I want it as a show.
I tried to sell it as this is what you drink and eat together. Which is great. And this is how you turn the leftovers from that when you're hungover into a different thing.
I think that's
great. And it didn't sell.
I think you should sell it as a series, a web series, a sponsored web series where you do like 10-minute episodes.
Sorry. Tasty, hit me up.
Yeah, I get it. Okay, someone, Bubba Gump, would you rather give up sex for a year?
Oh my God.
Or have Trump be a guest on the podcast for a month? So that'd be 4 episodes. With Donald Trump as
sex
a guest.
For a year.
Give up sex for a year.
I absolutely would spit in his face. Like I'd be arrested. I'd be arrested immediately.
I couldn't do it. I think I'd also give up sex for a year.
You know what? Why else? Because being in his presence would make me so turned off.
Yeah.
That I would be,
you wouldn't have sex anyway.
Grossed out for a year.
Yeah. That your vagina would turn to sandpaper. So uh-huh. You're like, the byproduct of me having him on is that yeah. I am forever unhorny right
no,
now.
No, I think I would develop, what is it? In vagina dentitis or whatever. Like what? My fucking vagina would grow teeth to be like, don't get near yeah. me, you rapist. Sorry for all our Republican listeners.
Sorry.
that you feel like
the,
that.
The bonus podcast gets a little we bit get looser. Real. Okay, Lauren wants to know, would you rather randomly time travel every time you fart or randomly teleport to a different place on Earth, on land, not water, every time you burp?
Oh.
Oof. But I mean, how do you get back?
Yeah, do you burp again and then you're back? Because I can control my burps.
I can make myself burp.
So I could, if I burped and it's like, oh, fuck, I'm in a war-torn country.
Right.
I could burp again and come back. But if I burp and I'm in...
I can't
the
make
Caribbean. Do I just try not burp? I just don't drink a beer for a while.
I think I would rather do the burp because time travel every time you fart, like one usually, I mean, but the, I guess when you fart, if you're in a bad situation, like around people that you're like, if I can fart and get out of here, it like,
no, but here's the deal is I don't burp in my sleep, but I fart in my sleep.
You do.
So if you're asleep and yeah. you fart and then all of a sudden you wake up and you're in the 1600s.
Yeah.
That would be confusing.
I wouldn't like that. And then I'd also just eat a ton of dairy so I fart myself back to the place mm-hmm. when I feel like I wouldn't be controlled.
Totally. You'd just be time hopping. And also, we all just saw Avengers Endgame. Time travel is too risky.
Too risky.
Which, when you say time travel, you're also teleporting. When you think of, like, yeah. am I going to fart and all of a sudden it's 40 years ago, but I'm in the exact same spot in California?
Right. Am I going to time travel to 10 minutes ahead of where I am right
but
now?
But exactly then? Or are you time traveling and then all of a sudden you're in, like, you know, England?
Shit.
Because, like, time traveling and being in the same spot would be not fun. It'd be like, oh, I time traveled to the 70s. This neighborhood isn't as nice.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, I'm yeah. in someone else's yard that is mine.
Yeah, I time traveled a year ago to when I was sad again. Yeah. No, yeah. I don't want that.
I'm exactly in this spot, but gas is cheaper. Good
yeah.
question, though.
I know. That's the funny thing about all these would you rathers is that they only provoke more questions.
Right,
about
totally.
What are the guidelines?
Specifics.
What are the rules of this universe you're creating? Okay, God, this is okay. Maureen Cassidy, would you rather have?
Oh, I know Maureen.
Would you rather have sex once a week for the rest of your life with the weird Philly mascot Gritty? I'm assuming, or once?
Wait, once a week for how long? A year?
The rest of your life.
Rest of your life
with the weird Philly mascot, or once weekly sex for the rest of your life with your least favorite WWE fighter?
Okay, a lot of questions.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's once a week for both. So would you rather have sex with the Philly mascot
for
once a week
or for the rest of your life?
For the rest of your life. Or would you rather have sex once a week with your least favorite WWE superstar?
See, this is the Handmaid's Tale episode we need.
Because you're either a furry or you're...
Well, does he just pull his dick out of the Gritty costume?
I think Gritty's...
Or is it a Gritty dick?
Gritty's an it. Oh. It me.
So what, are you scissoring Gritty?
I don't know how that works. I have no idea. I mean, you're the one that went to CatCon and accidentally jerked off a cat.
I didn't jerk it off. I rubbed its vibrating back. I would say wrestler because it's a human.
Yeah.
And like I can learn to hate fuck it.
That's but, like, a t-shirt. You know it's I be, can learn to hate fuck it.
You know
it.
It's going to be like a decent body.
Right. But also, but, is
like,
it
Gritty
too?
Is a monster.
Is it, but also in the world of furries, is it too, like, is it too personal to every single week have to hate fuck a human being and have, like, a conversation?
But
Gritty
could my
talk.
Least favorite wrestler change?
True, but no matter what, they're your least favorite every week.
Yeah, but I can, like, just...
So you and Brock Lesnar? Just
oh, my God, I'm so scared right now.
I know.
Like, I'm scared.
I'm itchy again all of a sudden.
Oh my God. I mean... I think there's enough tequila in the world to get through that.
Yeah, I would. Yeah, my liver wouldn't do well on a weekly basis, but I guess that's it. Yeah, I guess that's the right thing. Oof.
Or that was a rough one, Maureen. How dare you in your sick mind?
I know. And how dare us actually take these all very incredibly seriously.
Wait, you just got a gritty shower curtain.
I did. Elliot surprised me. That,
this is so sweet. I'm surprised you didn't bring it up on the pod.
I posted it on Patreon. He had said for a while, because I, you know, did my whole dumpster dive and
I need a new shower curtain.
I was like, oh, we need a new shower curtain here. And he's like, I already kind of got you something, if that's okay. And I was like, okay. Like, and then it took like 2 weeks. And it was like late one night and I was like getting ready to go to bed. I think we just smoked a little bit. And I was like in bed and he was just like, Grace. And he's just like calling my name. And he's like, can you show me how the light works in this bathroom? Because one, the light is like wonky in there. And so I just thought, I was like, it's just like a late night. Like he's having a struggle right now. And the funny thing is I walked in, I was so tired. I'm like head down. I turned the light on and then I turned the walk away and the light goes on. I was like, you just have to push it harder sometimes. He goes, oh, really? Wait, oh, really? And I looked away. Like, I totally missed it full when I first gritty. Walked in. And then I turned around. I was like, holy shit. Okay, I see what you did. This is very sweet. But it also, in the middle of the night, when I try to get water out of my fridge, it is...
I love that you just said refridge.
Sorry, I went to a millennial wedding this weekend.
That's great. I mean, normally people just go fridge, but I like a refridge.
Oh, no, that's the one thing that caught me off guard this weekend is hearing Hannah say TB totally H.
She goes, to be totally H.
TB totally H. I was like, we're still doing that?
You've been totally TBH.
Yeah, I was like, Hannah, you did that like 4 years ago and we all laughed at you.
I love it.
Still doing it.
Stick with it.
But yeah.
I'm still trying to get 100%-y going.
I mean, I think it's great.
It's 100%-y
going. It sounds cute. Yeah.
That's very sweet of him.
Yeah, it's very sweet, but it is terrifying in the middle of the night when I walk out there and it's just like to my
eyes.
Right. Yeah, these unblinking intense eyes.
You should
eyes.
Put some of that like glow in the dark craft paint on just the white parts of the eyes.
Oh my God. So, well, the thing that happened, so I told you how when we went to Boston, he asked for one framed photo of
Gritty
in his hotel
room. Yeah, and there was a million
in
there.
And so what he's been doing ever since that we've been doing is we took a bunch of them, we hide them in each other's like bags and like socks and stuff like that.
Aww.
And so that's been like an ongoing prank that we have with
Love
each
it.
Other. Except like I put one like in his like body wash in his apartment, and then like a week later I was like, did you ever find
you put it in his body wash?
Because I thought I was genius at the time.
That in the gel.
In the gel that I was like, it's gonna get stuck, he's gonna have to open up the lid and it's gonna be sitting right there.
What?
But I did.
Did you like roll it up like a scroll and like a message in a bottle?
It was terrible. He's like, yeah, I threw away my bottle. I was like, yes, I did not think this through. But the one that I was really proud of is that we have like a weed grinder.
Yeah.
And so it like is baked like a salt and pepper shaker that like grinds
up. I know
up.
A weed grinder.
I'm just saying for everyone
to
listening.
To get them crystals.
Yeah. And so I opened up the top and I folded up the photo of Gritty. So it's just the eyes looking out. And so he went to like go get like back a bowl for
God.
Us and opened it up. And I was very proud of myself.
Damn.
Yeah. So a fun little game if you guys want to play at home. Just print out some Gritty pics and hide them sporadically in your loved one's belongings. Okay, Mike Farron said, would you rather make Smash or Pass videos forever or be the host of a Smash or Pass reality show? Ooh, that's actually tough.
That is tough. However, the reality show, you'd get paid.
And hopefully canceled.
Yes, exactly. Immediately canceled. And you can like work. Look, any PR can change.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like people are selling out arenas right now that did worse than a Smash or Pass reality show.
That's true. Yeah.
So I think I go that because I'm not making shit off AdSense.
Also, I don't want to make Smash or Pass videos forever.
Ever.
That's way too way too long.
There's no way the TV show would go that long.
Okay.
What's the fucking show on MTV that's basically America's Funniest Home Videos? With Rob, what's his face?
Deirdrick, oh, Ridiculousness.
Can you believe how long that's been on the air?
Forever, it's still going.
It's insane.
I like wilding out. I'm like, how is this
still going?
Forever.
Chanel still hasn't gotten any better at
You've seen the videos
herself.
Of her yelling outside of a club that she should be let in.
No, but it makes sense.
Google it, YouTube it. It's really, she just loses her mind that she's like, I'm Chanel West Coast, Baba, I have fun. And she like,
ew.
Yeah, she like gets a little messy.
Okay, here's what I'm going to suggest. Are there a bunch more?
No, that's like one more.
Let's do one more because I have to poop.
Yep. Okay. I hear that. Okay. This is from Mary Hatch. Would you rather have a small ball sack attached to your chin? Or a butthole, parentheses, fully functional, on your forehead. Mary Hatch, this is the biggest catch 22 I've ever heard. Would I have a ball sack attached to my chin or a fully functional butthole on my forehead?
Okay.
I guess I'd have to go ball sack. Ball,
first of all, ball sack. Okay. Oh, wow. Okay. Because I feel like if the ball sack isn't functional, you could get it taken off.
Yeah. Also, you could just completely look like you've had your wisdom teeth taken out every day and just tie it up.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Just like an old school, like Daffy Duck. Or you could just like put your hand on your chin and look always like you're thinking all the time.
Yeah, because the way my gastrointestinal system operates right now, I cannot afford to have a butthole on my forehead. No.
I mean, I would even like do a full spirit gum fake beard every day and be like, I'd rather be a bearded lady than a ball sack chin lady.
Yeah, I'd rather be a bearded lady than like farting out of my forehead during a meeting.
And then all of a sudden you've teleported.
Yeah, because you can get bangs over your butthole, but if you like silent fart, that still pushes those bangs up and makes a scene.
Oh my God, your little forehead went to your bangs.
Yeah, me too.
Oh,
much.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to go balls on the chin because I have to poop right now.
Yep.
And if so that was coming out of my forehead and like
also,
ruins your makeup.
Oh my God.
Because they're not always solid shits.
No.
So if you fucking diarrhea it out of your forehead.
Also, I know a lot of people that have had problems with trusting the fart and it's become a shart.
All of a sudden you've got like liquid shit going between your eyes.
If I'm sitting on an airplane and they don't have the seatbelt sign taken off and I'm having a problem.
Like, also, I said I fart in my sleep. So then on a plane, that could be a terrible scenario.
Wow. Wow.
That was a perfect way to end it. We got gross as fuck.
Thank you, Mary Hatch, for that question. Thank you guys for all of your would you rathers. I hope you realize that we did take this very seriously.
Yeah.
And we did... like allowed us to think about things we wouldn't normally think about, so thank you very much for that. Also, thank you for your continued support on Patreon.
Yeah, we love you guys.
We hope that you guys are getting along with each other and having a great time. It seems like you are.
Yeah.
Where the community posts are hilarious on a weekly basis.
So you let us know, would you rather have a ball sack on your chin or a fully functioning butthole on your forehead?
Yep. And let us know next month. We want to figure out what we should do for our bonus pod, so if you guys have any ideas, let us know.
We know we're one in debt, so we will not forget.
Then
okay, bye.
It got extra weird.
Yeah, for sure.